So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn will be back, what, Wednesday?
Yeah. It's real cold.
Monday morning, NFL Wild Card Weekend. The weekend part is in the bag. We still got a Monday Night Football game tonight between the Steelers hosting the Houston Texans. Lots of great games over the weekend. This is my comment. I want to start off with this, Ed, for people who have narratives.
Yeah.
A guy has no sacks in 5 weeks, can't get close to the quarterback. Then he goes to another team in 12 weeks, he has 7.5 sacks. Oh, it's because of the system he's in. Mm-hmm. How about your system sucks? And then last night, how many sacks did he have? Three. And I'm talking about one Adafi Owe.
Yeah.
Eric DaCosta has to draft people for our system. How about you look at the talent you have and put them in the best positions to be prosperous?
Yeah.
What
system? That one's stark.
What system creates McCaffrey? Christian McCaffrey, what system creates him? There is no system for him. Mm-hmm. You run something that caters to him. That's why the offensive coordinator, the first one, got fired in Carolina.
Because they didn't use him right in Carolina.
You use him right. Yeah. It's like you've got this talent. What are you going to do to get the best out of this talent? That's what coaching is. Coaching is, hey, man, you got me this pass rush. He doesn't fit my system.
Yeah.
That's not coaching. Coaching is, here's a pass rusher. Figure out a way to get him to the quarterback. That's coaching. And evidently, they did that in Los Angeles with the Chargers. So we've got this guy. Stop dropping them back in pass coverage. Stop asking them to set the edge. Man, go get the quarterback. Go get the quarterback.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. He had 3 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, 3 quarterback hits. He had a big night.
A huge night.
Big night.
You know what he looked like? A pass rusher.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like. Well, he only has one move, Rob. Okay.
Whatever.
Mario Rivera only had one pitch.
Yeah, right.
That's
true.
All he had was one. That's it. You know, I don't know if you know this, but number 42 in the mound right there, he's going to throw the cutter.
You can't hit it.
He's going to throw the cutter. Everybody knew it. How'd you spend your weekend, Ed?
Hanging out with friends a lot. Got to watch a lot of football, obviously. Had some cigars. Just hung out with buddies. That's really what I did. It was a nice weekend.
I had a good weekend, too. We had a game Saturday. We beat Poly. It was a top 10 matchup. Beat them. Good win. I think like maybe 14, 15 beat them by. It was in public versus private at McDonough.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people there. I always love that event. That's my favorite showcase event of the year. Public versus private, where all the public schools play against all the private schools.
Yeah.
And Al Shell from 695 Hoops matches you up with a good opponent. And McDonough's huge, has 3 courts. So you know when you've arrived when you play on court one. You know you arrived when you're playing on court one. So we've been playing on court one there probably about 5 years now. But it's always my favorite event. And then yesterday was a chill day. Just chill, man. Had a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Every now and then.
Seriously.
I did. You know what I found out, though? I did this weekend. I did not know Maryland Live Casino had a cigar bar.
I didn't know that.
They do.
Really?
Yes. If you park in this, the back valet, it's the one opposite of the prime rib. Don't come in the prime rib entrance. Come in the other entrance.
Yeah.
And it's right there. I forget the name of it. I'll find it.
Really?
Yes. It's right there. You can bring your own, or you can buy them there.
Like where the Shogun fights are, that end where the arena is or the venue?
It's called Orchard Gaming and Smoking Patio.
I didn't know that.
It's indoor. It's called patio.
Yeah.
But it's inside.
Covered.
Yeah, it's inside. It's not just covered. It's in the building. Like it's right. They have sofas and chairs for you, or you can sit at the bar. It's like when you go in there, there's not a smoking area. Orchard Gaming and Smoking Patio is for smoking, period. Which I think is smart, because think about it. If you have an outdoor smoking area, aren't you taking money away from your casino? Because you can't gamble outdoors.
Also, the weather here doesn't permit that.
Yeah. So you may as well have something inside. Hmm. That way people can still get. You see it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I found out this weekend.
I did not know any of this, and I can't believe that.
Went there with my friend Randy. And
just to go
and
there, Tony. Was something else going on?
No, just there. We just went there. Yeah. You know, Tony, part of the Italian, what is that thing called? What is it called?
Association of Italian American Charities.
Yes. We went there, hung out, man. Had a good time. Good crowd. Hmm. I did not know. Do you remember the clothing line, We Are One?
No.
I always thought it was a Baltimore clothing line. It's actually a D.C. clothing line, but Sam Cassell was involved in it, so they had a Baltimore store, and I did not know they were still around. I saw a guy with We Are One shirt on, and instantly I said, well, how do you get them? Is that an old one? Went to the website, and they still have them. I used to love that clothing line because the T-shirts never shrunk. But that was it. I still have them, but it was in my 2XL days, so I don't wear them. I can't fit them anymore. But the T-shirts never shrunk. Never stained, never lost its color. I love those. We Are One shirts. So they still have those online for any of you interested in that. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Orioles still quiet on the front. We'll talk some Orioles baseball. We'll talk some baseball in general with some things going on. Baseball's talking about possible realignment. I don't know if you heard about that, Ed. Going to have Jim Duquette on the show a little bit later to talk about that. Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Morning, how you doing?
Doing well.
The Ravens should have, it shouldn't be no brand. It should have, what's the Minnesota defense coordinator name?
Are you talking about Flores?
Yeah, it should be no brainer.
Why is it a no brainer?
He's the best man for the job. He come in and fix his defense and get an offensive kind of, you know, King Bell. I don't know, even wait a waste of time with them, man.
With the offensive guys?
It should be him. Yeah, he let him pick the offensive coordinator. But how him? The defense needs fixing bad. He's the best man. He got Minnesota in the top 10 with nobody. Y'all hollering about coaching. Look what he's doing now. That's what you need.
Robert Saleh was pretty good, too, at San Francisco, defensive coordinator. He's coming in this week as well.
That's your pick.
Yeah.
You've always liked him. Why? But yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. National championship game is set. Indiana, Oregon. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, wild card weekend in the bag. Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Texans up next. We're talking NFL playoff football on the Fan.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Off the play fake, May drops back to pass. Henley fell down. May throws to his left. He's got Henry inside the five, into the end zone. Just inside the left pylon. Touchdown, Patriots. 28 yards. And this place is going crazy with 9:45 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 15-3, Patriots.
Man, you guys keep talking about the Patriots aren't ready yet. All right. That quarterback is one. He is one. Mm. Yeah, you guys, I mean, he did not have a good game last night. I'm not going to make it act like he did, sound like he did. He could have played much better. But you keep on acting like the Patriots aren't ready. All right. Messing around to find out. 16-3, went over the Chargers. You know who's not ready?
Chargers.
That's right. Yeah. Not ready. Not ready at all. Drake May, 17-29, 268. And that was not considered to be a good game for him. One touchdown, one interception. Justin Herbert, 19-31, 159. Passer rating of 74.5. But he was also their leading rusher, 10 carries for 57 yards. That's the problem. Drake May was the Patriots' leading rusher too, Ed. 10 carries for 66 yards. But he did have Stevenson, who had 10 carries for 53 yards. They're going to be trouble, man. I said it before, I'll say it again. All of you, they didn't play anybody. They didn't play anybody. Well, they made nobodies look like nobodies.
Yeah.
You can't play nobodies in the playoffs. And they held.
Randy Vrabel's a good coach.
They held the Chargers to 3 points.
I know.
And remember I said, when you travel, I know it's a light nighttime game. They had time to adjust. But in the playoffs, man, you travel from the left coast to the right coast. It's a problem.
Yep. They still should have scored more than 3 points.
Courtesy of Westwood 1, I'm sorry. That was sound was courtesy of Westwood 1. You impressed by them last night?
Mm-hmm.
Or were you just not impressed by the Chargers?
A combination. Chargers, that was very disappointing the way they played. But the Patriots won. I mean, that's all I can say. You know, they're good. They won the game. They won the game by a couple of scores, right? It wasn't a one-score game. So even though it was low scoring, they still you know, ground the Chargers into dirt. I'm just amazed. Like, I'm one of those people who did not believe in the Patriots this year. Because I didn't see them play. I don't know what they had. I looked at their numbers. We'll see. But 14-3 is 14-3.
So. Two teams that I think can do some work that many people say they didn't play anybody. Patriots and the Broncos. I just think they can.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to be said about coaching and learning how to win. You know, when you're used to winning and learning how to win along the way, that momentum goes into the postseason. I'm not saying either one of them are going to the Super Bowl, but I don't dismiss them as quickly as a lot of other people do. Those wins matter.
Yeah, I don't know why they can't go to the Super Bowl.
Nobody's that impressive.
I mean,
you know who was impressive in a loss to me over the weekend? The Panthers. Yeah, they lost 34-31.
Yeah.
But they were, I think they were a year away from being legitimate contenders.
Mm-hmm.
They showed they were on Saturday.
Yeah.
Rashard called me. You were totally wrong about this game. It's not a blowout. It was probably, I can't say the game of the weekend because there's a lot of good games this weekend.
Yeah, Bills Jaguars was good too.
Is Matt LaFleur in trouble?
Yes.
You're up 21-3.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't care whether you're on the road. You're up 21-3.
Yeah, and that has nothing to do with it. It's you're on the road, big deal. It's your bitter rival. You've dominated them forever during the Rodgers era anyway. And then you have them down 21-3 and you lose the game. Like, oof.
When you're up 18 points at halftime,
yeah,
and you come out in the second half, you get outscored 28-6 in the second half, that says you were out coached.
outcoached, outplayed, get your ass beat, whatever you want to say. The Bears are back. Bears are back.
Caleb Williams, baby. He was only 50% on his passing, but he was, 360, I think, in the air?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 361, two touchdowns. Keep it going, Caleb. Keep it going, my friend. Another great game yesterday, the Bills and the Jaguars. I thought the Jaguars were going to pull that one out. Maybe I was just hoping the Jaguars would
I thought
that
there
one.
Were two. If not for Josh Allen's heroics, they would have won that game. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is the man, boy. I got to say, he's one of those guys, you know, you think he's down, you think he's overrated, he gives you a lot of turnover. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all right, whatever. ain't good. He's just good. He really is. Two rushing, three touchdowns, two of them rushing mm-hmm. touchdowns. Throw me a passer rating over 108. I mean, he had just a good game, came back and he led his team to a win. I mean, 14 points in the fourth quarter.
A.J. Brown's got to go.
Oh, he's a jerk. He has to go. Before this. He's always been a problem.
It's in a playoff game, man. It's a competitive game. You're worried about whatever it is that's not important right now so bad that your coach has to come over to rectify the situation. And then, oh, by the way, he drops a pass later on.
Yeah.
Drop one. Karma. Karma, my friend. He's got to go. I don't like him anyway, but just to see that kind of selfishness in a playoff game where you make it about you is just ridiculous to me. And as one deep ball, I thought he did that fell kind of like at his feet. I don't feel like he gave himself, I mean, gave out 100% on that one either. He's just out there pouting. You suck, AJ. You suck, man. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
I couldn't agree with you more, Rob. Team, karma. But I just wanted to pose a question to you guys. as far as the NFC, and to me, I think San Francisco, because of two things you guys both touched on a little bit ago, coaching and the legs of a quarterback, I think San Francisco, I got a feeling about San Francisco coming into the playoffs.
Okay. I don't know the bracket who they have yet next because of the lower seed thing, but they have the Seahawks, who have pretty good coaching themselves, to be honest with you. So coaching versus coaching, I don't know. Rams and the Bears, that should be a good one. But, you know, you're saying you have the 49ers because of coaching and the legs of a quarterback. Maybe the quarterback. I mean, who would you take, Brock Purdy or Sam Darnold?
And Purdy.
I know you guys love Purdy, but I think they'd be winning the same games with Mac Jones.
I feel the same about Darnold, though.
I don't feel anything about Donald.
That's what I mean. That was the choice you gave me. I picked Purdy.
I mean, I picked Purdy, too. It's just because I don't believe in Darnold, though.
Yeah.
I still don't believe in him. I think he's okay quarterback. The best quarterback in the playoffs on the NFC side is still Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
But I would take Caleb Williams over Darnold or Purdy, to be honest with you.
Me too with this, for sure.
The best quarterback available on a AFC side, doesn't matter who wins tonight, it's still, as I said before, when we started this thing, who's the hot quarterback? Ain't worried about the hot quarterback. Josh Allen. It doesn't matter who's hot.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is hot. This guy's hot. That guy's hot. They're all hot. Josh Allen. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Playoffs were exciting this first round, this wild card round. Exciting team, exciting scores. Final drives came down to it, either interception, incomplete passes. How many missed field goals and extra points this weekend, Joe? Weren't there like two or three missed extra points? Several missed field goals. Playoff football. Charles in Baltimore. What's up, Charles?
Hey, I'm a Patriots fan. I live in Baltimore. And I think we got a good shot for simple fact. I think the Broncos are going to take care of Buffalo. And then I think, you know, the Pats will be home and they'll beat either the Steelers or the Texans. And then it's a flip a coin when they go to Denver.
I don't think you have to worry about all of that. I think you got a good shot just because you got a good shot. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest with you, man. I think you're a better football team than many people give you credit for. And I thought that going into the playoffs. that they didn't play anybody. Patriots didn't play anybody for 20 years and won a lot of Super Bowls.
But what people don't realize, if you look at their record against other divisions, they had like an 80% winning percentage against the teams in the North, and that was Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and all them. And Baltimore used to give them trouble. But if you look at the winning percentage during that stretch, Patriots beat everybody, dude.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, thanks a lot for the call. I hate to say it, but I agree with you. I think one of the most overrated things is who they play. They played who was on the schedule. That's the answer to that. They played who was on the schedule. There were two missed extra points in the 49ers Eagles game. It's a lot of missed extra points, man.
Yeah, there are.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. There were three. That's a lot. How many games? One, two, five games. You had three missed extra points. That didn't even count the field goals. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. NCAA Championship, Playoff Football Championship. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Jess Reback, Diana Russini, wrote an article about Harbaugh's firing. Are you shocked that Bisciotti didn't meet with Harbaugh before firing him? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Ed, let me ask you this. Is your fear, I don't want to say fear, but I guess fear would be the word, for maybe your boss to huddle up with his friends and come up with an idea and execute that idea?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Like, you know, Steve Bisciotti talked to the people that work for him, and they're like, nah, don't fire Harbaugh. But it sounds like Steve Bisciotti huddled up with some of his boys. Like, man, fire that jerk, man.
Oh, I got you now. Yeah, it does happen.
It does happen. I mean, it does happen.
Absolutely happens.
Does it kind of sound like that's what Bisciotti did?
I don't know.
I bet you don't have a hair on your ass if you don't call him right now and fire him. You don't think so? Well, watch this. Hey, John. Yeah, I'm sitting here with my boys, man, and you know, I don't think you're the guy anymore. Yeah, you're fired. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Security be waiting for you to get your stuff out. That's what it sounds like to me, man.
It doesn't sound good. I'll give you that. It does not sound good. Because, I mean, I've had to fire a lot of people. And actually, a lot of them are just putting, you know, having them retire. They still get their pension. But I would always do it in person. It's just not, I don't know.
I've been fired over the phone.
Have you?
Yep. In fact, it was even worse. It was voicemail.
They left you voicemail?
Yep. Saying, we don't think we're going to go in another direction next year.
Hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's funny. When I was in Baltimore, the only time I did it over the phone, I want to do everybody in person. I want to see them, tell them, you know, what's going on face-to-face so they can't say this, like what we're doing now. And two of the guys, I had five people were involved. So the four people that I saw, one guy was great. I mean, he's like, I had a good run, thank you, I understand. He was great. But the other guy, he calls me because I'd called him. He said, you got to come in. He goes, am I getting fired? I go, yeah. He goes, I ain't coming in. Then I'm done. I go, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, that was different. Yes. Yeah, because he knew.
It was
in the news and stuff. So it's like they knew. So it was like, you know. So I did was getting the courtesy of face-to-face. It was still good. I just saw him recently.
And by the way, can I add a layer to the voicemail termination?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my cell phone. It was my house phone. So that means my wife could have heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody could have heard it.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I got home.
Yeah.
That's when you heard the beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
You hit a voicemail. I checked my voicemail. I'm like, that's classy. I wouldn't have even minded if I answered the phone and he told me. I'd have been okay with that. But leave a voicemail?
Yeah.
Usually, to the house phone?
Usually you get the ominous, could you call me back?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And knowing the situation with that, I would have known that was a coaching job. I would have known. That's why he asked me to call him back, and I would have been like, you know, hey, man, we can do this now. I don't have to come in. But he left it a voicemail at my house phone, not even my cell phone. He had my cell phone number, too.
Yeah.
Called my house phone.
Huh.
Yeah. Do you think, we heard last week that he left a text.
Yes, and I didn't believe
it. We disputed that.
There's a caller that said that.
Yeah,
I know, I remember, yeah.
Wasn't one a media member just to make
a caller
clear.
Who said he knew somebody who worked out there.
Yeah.
Is it different, a text from a phone call to you?
The text is worse.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, to me, in person's the way to go. If you have to do it via phone, I guess it's, I don't see why, but okay. Tax is absolutely not the way to do it. It's definitely not the way to do it.
Now, Bisciotti, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong. From what I'm reading, he did meet with his staff other than Harbaugh, am I right, before all of this happened?
Yeah, so the timeline went, this is from Diana Rossini and Jeff Zrebeck on The Athletic. According to team sources, Harbaugh met with Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta, okay, executive VP Ozzie Newsome, and team president Sashi Brown on Monday. The situation was, as one team official put it, unsettled, but there were certainly people in the building advocating for Harbaugh's return, and there was momentum in that direction.
Okay, so but did they meet with Bisciotti?
They did. Bisciotti also met with a handful of players, including one player who went to his house and spoke in depth with him before he decided to fire Harbaugh.
So we don't know what that player spoke in depth about.
We don't know who or what they talked about.
Well, it wasn't the punter, I'll tell you that.
Certainly wasn't the punter. That also implies that Bisciotti was in the area.
Yeah.
But that also does say that it probably wasn't Lamar.
Why?
Because Lamar's not going to be in Baltimore anymore.
Why wouldn't he?
Because Lamar is gone as soon as the season is over.
Now, by anymore, he didn't mean in the future. He meant
yeah. He gets out of town.
Now, let me. The reason why I'm asking that is this, Joe: if he was not in the country or something like that, then that would justify him doing it on the phone. He wanted to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he was meeting with people and someone went to his house says that he was in the area and he still did it via the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to set up, okay, was he in the, if I'm in some kind of remote country and I don't want to wait till I get back and I want to do this now, I'm going to do it now. But he met with other people and he met with a player. I got to be honest with you, Joe, and anybody else, I'm not saying it wasn't Lamar, Ed.
I'm not either.
If Lamar knew he was going to meet with Bisciotti or wanted to meet with Bisciotti.
Yeah.
Or summit Bisciotti.
Look, this whole controversy, it's swirling around Lamar and the coaching staff. I mean, it's important enough.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to Florida right after the game.
Not right away.
Yeah.
I am not dismissing that it could have been Lamar. Because, let's be honest, Ed, look at the Ravens roster. How many players on that roster can speak to Bisciotti at his house, number one?
Mm-hmm.
How many players on that house can go to Bisciotti's house and speak to him and it's relevant to Bisciotti?
Yeah, I mean,
it's only a few players that can do that.
I can't even think of them, honestly, except for Lamar, honestly. I mean, the only person.
Maybe a Kyle Hamilton?
That's the guy. I'm thinking somebody who's smart, level-headed, mature, has respect to the team, enough sway in the league. He's the best safety in football.
Right.
He would have enough sway, to talk to him, he would value his opinion, or it's the guy.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Who was at the center of all this discussion? Maybe he didn't want to find out what the hell was really going on. We're just speculating, but I wouldn't rule out Lamar.
Did Steve Bisciotti, John Harbaugh lose the locker room? According to the article by Zrebeck and Rossini, many people in that locker room said it was BS. We'll talk about that much more up next on The Fan. 6:48 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. That same article by Zrebeck and Rossini mentioned how shocked the players were when Harbaugh got fired. And they said the idea that Harbaugh lost the locker room was total BS. You believe that, Ed?
Yeah, I do. Because I've not heard that. That's a go-to.
Lost the locker room?
Oh, he lost the locker room. Yeah. He lost the clubhouse. People just throw this stuff out there. I mean, first of all, that's a very, very subjective thing as to what does it mean you've lost the locker room? A couple of guys are bitching? Pick a place. Pick a work environment. Show me a place where, a certain percentage of the employees are not complaining about something. And certainly the boss. That means nothing to me. Absolutely nothing.
You got something for me, Joe?
This is from the article backing up what Ed said. One veteran player said, "There wasn't the best relationship with your star players, but I don't think people were necessarily at the fed up stage." That's always an easy blanket statement when a coach has been there a long time and gets fired. But I don't remember any instances where guys thought he lost the team.
Yeah,
I don't believe that either because they kept fighting for him.
That's what I meant. They do. There's always this, the go to. He lost the locker room.
When they stop you, you know when you lose the locker room because guys stop fighting.
Yeah, right. And they didn't. I mean, it's like, you have an argument with somebody, usually the opposite sex. Oh, you're just drunk. Talk to me later when you have. What'd you drink? Nothing. Just you're wrong. It's like, you're wrong. People just use, any kind of, crutch, excuse, whatever, when they have nothing else. And I don't believe he lost the locker room.
410-583-1057 is the number. You'll believe that if that's your narrative. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, first of all, sad to see Harbaugh go, though. I wish they could have worked something out where, he could have had some type of position in the organization, as an advisor somewhere in the front office or something like that.
What if he wants to coach, Rashawn? If I don't want to be the advisor, if I want to coach, I want to go somewhere else and coach.
Yeah, that's true. I think about it like that.
Yeah, he ain't 80 years old,
Yeah. And another thing, too, I hope that's not true about them firing him over, over the telephone like that, because at least, owner like Jerry Jones, when he fired people like, Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells, he looked him right in their face, man, got in their face and said, you're fired.
What about when he fired Tom Landry?
I wasn't around back then.
No matter, but it happened.
I'm quite sure.
Just because you weren't around doesn't mean it didn't happen. When a man goes to his office and the key doesn't work anymore, and he has to assume that he doesn't have a job.
But yeah, you never know what I heard. Landry did something,
What did he do?
Never.
Never.
Yeah, but
never. Listen, that never happened.
Do you think when tomorrow morning, hey, what's the Steelers owner's name? What's their names?
The Rooneys.
The Rooneys, right. So tomorrow morning when they fire Tomlin, don't you think they're going to do it respectful than that? They're going to send him down like a man probably.
They're probably not going to fire Tomlin. But just hypothetically speaking, I think they'll do it however they need to do it. But I wouldn't bet that they would do it over the phone.
Yeah, they definitely ain't doing it over no phone, man. I don't know what he was too busy on his boat, on his yacht or something like that to have a one-on-one meeting with him because he's been very distant. You know, they say he ain't been around the team. He hasn't done a press conference in years. Like I don't understand,
it's
man.
4 years.
It's just it's 4 years.
Is it that? I thought it was longer than that.
No, it's about 4 years. I think I read 4 years.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, I understand, you know, you're looking at this as a business and everything like that, but show the fans and team that you care. You ain't got to, after every
why
game,
does he have to, why does he? What do you want to hear from the owner in a press conference, honestly? If things are moving smoothly in the way that you, when I hear from the owner, Ed, that means things aren't going right. Unless it's a new owner mm-hmm. that wants to, you know, get himself familiar with the fan base. Other than that, I don't want to hear from the owner.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this?
And what are you going to get? What are you going to get?
You're going to hear from him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he fired his coach.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't need to hear from
him.
There's
always going to be some vague answers and, you know, put a positive spin on everything. And it's all it's going to be. You're not going to get the, you know, a play-by-play of what happened.
No, you're not.
You're just not.
Things are running well with your organization when you're not hearing from the owner all the time.
Yeah.
That means things are going good.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
Hey, it could have been either Lamar, it could have been Derrick Henry, it could have been, any, you know, Hamilton. It could have been one of those guys that went out there.
Yes.
But man, I just go back to that New England game. I think Bisciotti was just so irate with that. I paid this man, correct me if I'm wrong, did they just renew Henry's contract or something?
They extended Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I guess he's sitting back saying we got an 11-point lead, and here's what I paid for him now. And this man don't come back in the game in this 12 minutes. I think that really pissed that man off to the point where he didn't want to hear nothing else from Harbaugh.
Hey, Daryl, it's hard.
Possible.
Yeah, Daryl, that is the theory by most, and that's one of those theories where you can't prove it,
exactly.
But you can form an argument against it. You know what I mean? That's how I stand on that. I can't prove it because I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds so reasonable and rational. I just paid this running back, this 30-year-old running back, what? And you say, see, Ed, I don't, if that chapped his ass, I think the explanation was worse than the actual act. You said it wasn't his turn? Is that what you said? He was on the sideline because it wasn't his turn? That's what you give us?
Yeah.
That's what the explanation is worse than the act. Why did you do that to me? Because I felt like it. You know what? Now it got worse. Now it just got worse. You felt like it? Well, I didn't feel like it? That's the explanation?
Yeah.
Why was Derrick Henry not on the field? It wasn't his turn. You know, it's just, you know, we got to be fair.
Got to get his plays.
Yeah. It's Pop Warner rules. Let's go to Edgewood and get Lou. What's up, Lou?
Guys, I've never heard a breakup of this caliber in this city. The coach.
When's the last time? When is the last time you had a coach slash manager here for 18 years?
That's it. It's you know what, and it's quite an achievement, and it's awesome. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the town was clamoring for this guy to be fired, and then he gets fired, and we keep talking like it's a breakup. Like who? You know, a couple of days ago, it matters. Where's he going to go? Who cares who he dates next? Who cares what he does next?
You so
know?
You think,
hey,
so
on,
you think like
move
me.
On, man.
You think like
we
me.
Gotta move on. We should be concentrating on trying to get a new head coach in town here, not worrying about what everybody else is saying about the locker room. And as far as the locker room goes, did you guys see that argument yesterday on
yes.
the sideline with the Eagles?
Yes.
I think that guy lost the locker room yesterday.
No.
I mean,
I think AJ Brown lost a team. I think Sirianni actually probably earned some respect for getting in his face. I think AJ Brown's the problem. I don't think Sirianni is.
You think he's going to be moved in the
Sirianni, I'm sorry. I think AJ just made his way out of Philadelphia because you are running your mouth to your teammates, then you're running your mouth to your head coach, then they come to you late in the fourth quarter and you drop the ball. You drop the ball.
Yeah, that was horrible. That right at the end of the game.
Yeah,
it was like what? Just a couple.
I mean, come
two
on.
Minutes left or something.
Come on, dude. If you're gonna sit there and bitch about getting the ball, you better catch it when it comes your way. Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Monday, guys.
Yep.
Happy Monday, my man.
Will the Ravens make a big move in the offseason, or do they go into the season with the current team? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day, too. Their first big move is the coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.